In the name of God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. This is one of those familiar parables, the prodigal son. And there's the whole gamut of human emotion. There's fairness, unfairness. There seems like something that we would do at the joy of receiving somebody we hadn't seen in a long time, but that person didn't deserve it, technically, as the older brother said. So there's so much going on in this story. It kind of reminds me of a story when I was a kid and I came back from college. And I'd come back with a mess of dirty clothes and all kinds of stuff. And my dad was just so happy to see me. I mean, I don't know why. My dad and I got along really great. But boy, when I came home, he was just, "Yay, I'm so glad to see you." And he would say, he'd call me old prod just as a nickname. But then later on, and then mom always cooked, you know, a meal that she was known for, you know, that I really liked. And it was great. And it was always great. And I was feeling really good. I said, "Man, my parents really, really love me." And they did. Don't get me wrong. But I come to find out that, you know, I thought mom cooked like that because she always cooked for her children, you know. But when both me and my sister were out of the house, she didn't cook for day like that. So he was real, real happy to be getting a real good cooked meal. And I thought he was happy to see me. And joking aside, this is a story of grace in a sense of when we as human beings, we have a hard time sometimes with receiving a blessing or receiving kindness or receiving grace from other people, especially when we feel like we don't deserve it. And this is a story where absolutely the guy, the prodigal son, from his actions, from his behaviors, didn't deserve it. But he did something that sometimes is hard for us not to do. It's hard for us to do. Is that to go and admit that, you know, that we're powerless, that we blew it, that we are under our own power. We don't have what it takes. And a lot of times, in many people, it's called denial, will go to their grave not admitting they need help or that they messed up and aren't willing or too embarrassed or too ashamed to go to that person that can help them. And what did that prodigal son do? He committed, you know, you would think that his father would have nothing to do with him, and you would think, and a lot of us would think, we're never going back to him, because if we went to him, he's going to kick us back to the curb or too embarrassed, too ashamed, too messed up on what we have done. So we're not going to go and ask that person for help. And a lot of times it's not something as grave as what we read today, where you squandered everything that the person that was in charge of bringing you up gave you. And he went, and instead of dying, he said, "I've blown it." And that father showed incredible grace by saying, "Yeah, you did, but we love you anyway. And your repentance and your admission, you're welcome. And we're going to celebrate your return, because I never thought I'd see you again. And you're my beloved, and I love you, and I want to welcome you back into the fold. And we're going to celebrate." And that's one of the keys. I don't think it's celebrating that guy did all those bad things. It's celebrating that guy was repenting, was returning to God, was willing to admit that. And not very many people are willing to admit that. A lot of people die in denial. This is very tragic. And this is what, when I was searching for these scriptures, there was a friend of, not a friend of mine, a parishioner in my church I just left, who, and this is public, so nothing is private, and we were really trying to help, who was having all kinds of problems and issues with substances, and he, this past week, he passed away, and we bent over backwards at a church to try to get him help, and he just would not, could not break through that and say, this is where I'm at and I need help. He wouldn't do what this prodigal son did, who realized he was at the end of his rope, who needed help. And tragically, he's moved on, and it's sad because we've spent a lot of time and work and effort, but that's the difference, and that's what I think that this story teaches us, that when we, even though we might have done some wrong and are ashamed and are, you know, and it just, we don't want to ask for that help or we don't want to admit it, but we got to, or we're going to pay terrible consequences. Instead of just going to the grave maybe too early in our ego and self-will, coming to the Father and saying, I blew it. I messed up. I need help. I did all these things. I don't really have an excuse. But here I am, Lord. Help me. And God rejoices, because that's a repentant heart. And that loving hand of God reaches down and touches that heart. And hopefully through that sense of, I need your help, and that willingness, that you can let God touch your heart and be helped. And understand that that gives God great joy to help those who need it, who ask, to help all of us. To not get caught up in our pride and our ego, or not want to look ashamed and look bad, but say, yeah, I did this, Lord, I'm yours, I need you, come to me. And that's what that fatted calf was. It wasn't, they were celebrating what he did, and it wasn't a diss to that older brother. That older brother didn't understand what was going on. Like the father said, that older brother, you were here, you were doing right. You got everything. This is somebody that wasn't here and who seems to be and making that to say, yeah, I'm returning to the Lord, and we're going to celebrate that. And that's the symbol of the love of God through Christ. And that's what God does for us each day, each and every day, by turning our hearts to Him. He reaches out with joy and throws a banquet for us every day. And this Sunday, we'll share in that banquet through the body and blood of Christ in this Holy Communion. May you be blessed as we all return to the Lord this day through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.